Originally, I'm from a place called Cornwall, which is in the southwest of the UK, so really countryside.
How did this Lisbon connection happen?
Well, my partner is actually from Lisbon, and we met some 9 years ago in London, and so I've been coming here for a really long time. So then it came about that we moved just through circumstance. It just kind of all lined up perfectly, and we were like, should we just move? We're like, yeah, let's do it. So, yeah, that was about 3 years ago now, or almost four, actually, in the summer. It'll be 4 years.
So you have been having some gigs in Portugal. I actually discovered your work because of a gig you had with Capital Decay, with Arruas Studios, yeah?
Yeah, I remember that one.
So
last year.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, my question is, what is your, what are your thoughts regarding clubbing in Portugal and underground platforms for electronic music?
I guess, like, broadly it feels, I don't know, like, there's a lot happening. There's a lot of people making really interesting work, and there's a lot of scenes, but there seems to be very little in the way of kind of cross-contamination or, I guess, like cross-underground support, as it were. I feel like there's still some work needed to that kind of feels. People stick to their tribes, which I think is a little bit detrimental to the success of everyone, because I think there's amazing things happening, amazing music that's coming out of Portugal right now, and that comes from, like, the people that are from here and live here and mixing with those who are moving here and those that are visiting and trying to set things up and trying to collaborate. I think it's also hard because the culture of clubbing, it feels, I don't want to say new, but like it feels relatively small in comparison to, obviously, like coming from the UK where it's so ingrained almost, like sound system culture with the Jamaican Windrush generation that came over in the 60s to the UK and were building sound systems, you know, with no real resources or money or whatever. And they managed to build these incredible sound systems that then kind of bled into the rest of the UK culture and kind of gave birth to the rise of rave, like the illegal rave. Like, coming from that lineage, like, it, you know, everything is going to feel a little smaller to that. But I feel it's a really exciting place to be here now, in especially in Lisbon, because I just feel like there's really, really, like, innovation happening, especially in terms of like ambient music here is really spectacular to me.
Yeah, you played with Violet at the living room of Planeta Manage, yeah?
Yeah, playing alongside Violet was a real honor, because I really, like, love and respect the work that Violet's been doing and the whole kind of Manage team, and I have some connections with them through because I do a radio show on Radio Quantica, and so it's nice to feel a part of that as well, even if, like, what I'm doing doesn't necessarily align with everything that they're putting on. It's just a nice kind of little community to be with, and but the living room thing to me is what really gets me going. I think that whole crew are just spectacular people. They're so kind and they're so open and so willing to work with other people, and it's quite inspiring.